L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Derek Mason on this show on Morning Drive. My name's Braden Gall. There's so much Mace going on right now, it's ridiculous. We got Derek Mason and we got Chris Mason joining us on the show talking all things Nashville Predators here on Morning Drive. I have a pair of tickets coming up to give away to the Arizona Coyotes game at Bridgestone Arena on Tuesday, December 23rd. There will be a trivia question that involves the text line coming up momentarily, so stay tuned for that. C-Mace joining us here on the program, and I guess I've been getting a lot of the questions about this particular topic on the socials, C-Mace, so I thought I'd pass it along to you, and that is it okay to ask more of your highest paid and most talented offensive weapons? A great win last night, but Ryan Johansson, Philip Forsberg, you know, is it okay for Preds fans to say, you know what, guys, I need a little bit more from you two? The reason we were so good early in the year is because our biggest names were producing at the highest level. Is it okay, in your opinion, to say, you know what, Ryan and Philip, I need a little bit more from you guys?
Well, of course. I think a lot of people, you know, are wondering that. You're getting a lot of great production. You know, you have three or four guys on pace for a career year. Nick Bonino, Grimaldi's already eclipsed his. You know, you're getting really good production from those guys, from your depth players. Austin Watson's playing well. He's not putting up the points like he has at some points in the past, but he's playing really well. And, you know, you go to the cliche, because I just heard David Quinn say it, the Rangers were actually playing really well. And they're getting the production. They signed Artemi Panarin to a huge deal, but he's producing. He's getting the job done. And he said the old, you know, your best players have to be your best players. And Mika Zibanejad's another guy. He's at a point per game. Those guys are producing, you know. And I think it is fair. You know, we need more from our top guys. I thought last night was a good game in terms of the battle level and the compete and all of that kind of stuff that had been missing. But at the end of the day, if the Preds are going to do anything, they're going to need those top guys to be scoring goals and producing. So I it is fair.
So, see, Mace, when you say it that way, and you figure guys are having, you know, career years to start off, is it just that, you know, your marquee players need to be your marquee players every night? They need to show up every night, or is it a little bit bigger than that? Because, you know, I've gotten a question, you know, over the last 2 weeks, what's going on with the Preds? It's not like they've overhauled the roster, and these are from people that don't even live here in Nashville. So I guess the national perspective is, you know, this team seemed the same. What's really going on?
Yeah, and you know what? It's I get that a lot too. Actually, when I do you know, other market media stuff, you know, everybody said that the year got off to such a great start. They added Matt Duchene. You know, in theory, they should be better. And you know, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, not sometimes, a lot of times, sports are very humbling. And I think the way that they got off to the season, goals were going in left and right. They were giving up a ton. I think it was masked, and maybe I think you get a little sense of, hey, we're really good, and, you know, we don't really have to try that hard, and, you know, we're going to win hockey games. Well, that's not the reality of sports, and as soon as you start thinking that, I'm not necessarily saying that's what it was, but I think there is an element to that, because this league is too good. When you're the Nashville Predators or you're a top team, and the other opposition thinks you're a top team, you're going to get everyone's A game. So I don't care if you're facing somebody that's in 15th place or, you know, dead last in the standings, you're getting their best. And this league's too good, you know, to beat those types of teams, or any team for that matter, at, you know, 75%. And I think they got into a stretch like that, and I think this is still part of it. But if they play like last night and they have that mentality, I thought Johansson and Forsberg were really good. They didn't, you know, didn't show up on the score sheet. But I think if they bring that type of compete level. Matt Duchene had a couple opportunities too. That'll turn for these guys. But some of it too is execution. You know, they got to make plays. You're the best players. You know, you got to make plays. If you get a chance, it's not enough to say, "Well, we got a chance," or "We almost, you know, had a goal there. We just missed." You got to execute. And the best players as well, they're on the power play. So you got to man advantage. It's a result of your best players. You're on the power play. Your best players go on there. Your most offensive guys. It's execution, and it hasn't been there.
Chris Mason joining us here talking Nashville Predators. They win last night 5-2 over the Rangers. The defense corps getting a lot of getting a lot going there. A couple of empty netters, but Josi and Ekholm were great, of course, in the second period. What take the fans through, and obviously Ekholm's dealing with some illness here, but take the fans through the back-to-back issue. They'll be back on the ice tonight against the Islanders. Sometimes when you play a good game, you don't want to be back on the ice. Is it always tougher physically? Sometimes you lose game one and you come back and you dominate game two. I've been watching this game for a long time, Chris, and I can't ever figure out what exactly the impact of the back-to-back does, because sometimes it helps your team and sometimes it hurts your team.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. Like, I personally didn't mind them because, you know, and even back then when I played and I had a few stretches where the goalie would play both games and, you know, I played 20 or 30 games in a row, and you obviously play the back-to-backs. I personally like them because I think if you just keep rolling it over, it's just like you don't have to. There's not as much preparation because you just played last night, and the process isn't as crazy. You're probably not going to skate in the morning, so you go to your meeting and just get your day going, and then all of a sudden you're playing the game again, and it just feels like a continuation. But it gets tough when you have a lot of travel, and if you have the one where, you know, you're in Nashville on Friday, and then you got to play in Dallas on Saturday. Those ones are a little tricky because you're dealing with the travel and all the logistics and things like that. But it's I guess the only other thing is sometimes in the third period, if you get into, you know, getting hemmed in your end in the first couple periods, the legs maybe for the guys more often than goalies, I think. But your legs get a little heavy. But you gotta play a smart game, and that's like, you know, the Predators battle last night. That was a tough hockey game physically for the Predators because they spent a lot of time in the defensive zone. So the good thing is we only had to drive to Long Island last night, which was about 40 minutes. So, you know, the guys got to the hotel at a reasonable hour. So that's a good thing, and they'll have their meetings this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to humble brag or anything, but I did drive from LaGuardia out to the Hamptons this summer, and it took me 2.5 hours. So I'm sure you guys had a shorter trip. We were out by the vineyards and stuff. So if you ever get a chance to go out there way out on Long Island, there's a lot of good stuff out there, a lot of cool stuff to do. Barry Trotz, of course, a guy that you know very well. Can you give us just tell us something we don't know that we already know everything there is kind of to know about this guy, but just – it's another opportunity to appreciate what he did and accomplished here.
Well, the one thing about Barry, and you probably already knew this, but from a player's perspective, is I had a lot of coaches growing up and a lot of coaches in pro and, you know, a lot of great people as well, but none as good as Barry. I think the thing with him is, you know, I would say he's probably not the best X's and O guys. I think he's probably learned a lot, and that's changed. He surrounds himself with good people. But the thing about Barry Trotz is he connects with his players. He truly cares about his players. He wants to get to know you. He wants to know about your family. And he gets so much more out of his group because of that. I find, like, in the early years of the Predators, we didn't have very talented teams. But we always overachieved. You know, we had a great work ethics, and we have a coach like that who cares about your players. I just feel you get so much more out of your team, and I think he's, you know, continued to do that. He's just one of the best people in the game, and I think from a player standpoint, you can ask for, you know, a better coach in terms of that, you know, relationship. So I just think I just think the world of him. He's a great guy, and still doing good things here. So he's going to have those Islanders shutting down defense, so the Preds are gonna have to work hard to get inside on them. I'll tell you that.
No question about it. C-Mace, always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot, and thanks for joining us. And we'll be paying attention tonight, man.
Okay, thank you, guys. Take care, D-Mace.
Absolutely, Chris Mason there. Obviously on the call television tonight. Pregame at 5, puck drop at 6. Pete and Hal, of course, on the call right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. I love the early East Coast time, and they got 4 games on the East here. They got Ottawa coming up. you know, Boston's going to be brutal, but this is a critical. If they can sort of, again, it's the ship points a lot of different directions this time of year, but you know, it's almost like it's wrong one night and then it gets pointed back in the right direction the next night. And you just, what you need is it, you need it generally pointed in the right direction for about a month and a half. And then you can say, all right, this team has found itself. It's reestablished itself. And I've got a lot of people on Twitter saying, hey, you know, do we need to be asking more of Ryan Johansson and Philip Forsberg. And I think that's totally fair. They're the best players on the team. And Matt Duchene, the highest paid player on the team, along with Johansson, it's okay to ask for more. Yossi and Ellis are doing their part. Mm-hmm. They got two huge contracts.
Yeah.
They're doing their part right now. So they're at least on offense. They're producing on offense. So we'll see. All right. So here's a text trivia question for you. And I don't think – here's the question, Marquise and Derek. Do the names need to be spelled correctly? That's my question here.
Nah,
you're texting.
It has to be close, though.
It has to be pretty close.
Yeah.
So, in honor of the tickets were given away are to the Arizona Coyotes at Bridgestone Arena on Tuesday, December 23rd. So we're giving away two tickets. You have to text in the first person who texts in, and this is a bizarre memory, and maybe a bad memory for some Preds fans, but obviously. The Coyotes beat the Predators in a second-round playoff matchup many, many years ago, 2012. There were two players that got suspended for Game 3, a game the Nashville Predators won here at Bridgestone. Two players did not play in that game. Should I make you name both players or just get one of those players?
Both.
But damn, dude. Really?
Yeah, really. Jeez.
The other one's one of them's really obvious. The other one's harder to spell.
I mean, you don't have to spell it correctly. It got to be close.
Text at 615-737-1025. One or both?
I say one or the other.
All right. One or the other. This will not take long for Preds fans. This will take 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So who did not play in Game 3 of the series that needed to play, even though they didn't need him because they won 2-0 in that game? Mm-hmm. A little shutout there for the Preds. But the Coyotes knocked him out of the playoffs that year. Two tickets to the Coyotes game coming up on December 23rd. Big game coming up next week, Christmas holiday. Text. It's time-stamped, and we'll know who gets in first. So we'll do that. Big finish. Rewind when we come back right here on Morning Drive.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.